even just past the fence. After training in the Army repairing jet engines, I ended up stationed in Pennsylvania one summer repairing air conditioners and refrigerators. I'd do a little work and then have nothing to do for a day or two. But the thing I remember is at the time, Cubans were defecting to the United States by boat. They'd sailed to Florida, most of them dehydrated and malnourished. The government didn't want them spreading diseases in our country, so when they would appear off the coast of Miami, the military would be waiting to make sure they were healthy. All I knew was they got all these Cubans into trucks, we called them cattle cars, with a few benches, and trucked some of them up to Pennsylvania and other places around the country. I was in Pennsylvania. We'd give them some shots, make sure they weren't dying, and then these people, after escaping their country in a shoddy wooden boat, were taken by the U.S. military, turned into boxed-in trucks, and shipped up the country so they could give them shots and then detained. They came here expecting freedom, but now they had to sit and wait in a fenced-in area until they were tested. It was my job to make sure that their fridge and their air conditioner was working, so I'd sit there for a day or two drinking beers and looking out my window. I had a view of the razor wire and the chain link fences around the areas where they were staying, and every day all I could see were the Cubans leaning on the chain link fences, wondering if this was what it was like to be free. Holding onto the metal, looking out to that, looking out to what they were sure was freedom.
Very cool.